Hi folks, good stuff in the Scottish blog roundup today, Sunday the 29th of October 2017, with a standout piece on Bella by Stuart Milne, but we'll come to that later. Wilderness of Peace takes time to point out the hypocrisy of the nation states whose own history started in fire and blood, that hypocrisy being outstandingly obvious when it comes to recognising the rights of the people of Catalonia to decide their own future. Mungwin's New Republic brings us a cascade of soppy pictures, soppy his adjective, to make us smile this Sunday. Scroll right to the end of the article for a very useful list of how far to turn your clocks back. James Kelly over at Scott Goes Pop has a pop at Kenny Farquharson of the Times for failing to spot a Nicola Sturgeon parody account. By the way, Kenny, everybody has stopped talking about Devo anything. Nobody now believes it would ever be delivered. Wee Ginger Doug's article today covers the differences between the Catalonian independence movement and our own movement in Scotland. So a wee boost in there if you're feeling a wee bit down about the way things are going at the moment. Scotto Voice has Peter Bell suggesting that in order to save itself, the EU needs to take a more realistic view if any member states have peoples within them who want to change the shape of that state. Now we're down to Bella. Wow! Stuart Milne's piece on Bella today pulls no punches and makes a strong argument for many voices to be heard in the independence movement. Personally, I could empathise with his comments, not all kind, about Bella, and about how sometimes the bubbles we build for ourselves are just too comfortable to step out of. The second piece on Bella is by Mike Small, the editor, covers the voices which are critical of the Spanish government's reaction to Catalonian self-determination. As ever, you will find links to all the blogs mentioned at iwriteradio.wordpress.com, and as ever, if we are missing any voices, please let us know by emailing iwriteradio@gmail.com. Enjoy your Sunday read, folks.